Our scripture comes to us from Isaiah and Luke. Isaiah 35, 1 through 10 comes to us from the CEB and speaks to us like this. The deserts and the dry land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. They will burst into bloom and rejoice with the joy and singing. They will receive the glory of Lebanon, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the Lord's glory, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and support the unsteady knees. Say to those who are panicking, be strong. Don't fear. Here is your God coming with vengeance, with divine retribution. God will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf will be cleared. Then the lame will leap with like the deer and the tongue of the speechless will sing. Waters will spring up in the desert and streams in the wilderness. The burning sand will become a pool and the thirsty ground fountains of water. The jackal's habitat, a pasture. Grass will become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there. It will be called the Holy Way. The unclean won't travel on it, but it will be for those walking on that way. Even fools won't get lost on it. No lion will be there, and no predator will go up on it. None of these will be there. Only the redeemed will walk on it. The Lord's ransomed ones will return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and groaning will flee away. I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one look at me, a good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in the wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for today. And we thank you for all that you have done from the beginning of time right up until now. And it's not that we don't see struggles, for we do. But our joy is found in you. May we find unabashed joy in you. And may we sing it all over this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Make the blessings known. Unabashed joy. You know, there were questions from last week. And sometimes the questions are daunting. How do we lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving when so much of our lives seem almost full of lament? maybe in need of intercession. Today's scripture readings show us the way. They show us a path. Isaiah 35 speaks of words of comfort and promises in the midst of what was war and what was desolation. In fact, the very chapter before this chapter was of terrible and terrifying vision of God's wrath against the nations. Well, imagine that. Imagine there's terrifying and terrible wrath that goes on. Imagine that there's war. Imagine that there's destruction. And yet, there's a path to joy. Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. Isaiah dares to speak a word out of a place of joy, unabashed joy. Now, think about that. And think about the things that Mary is going through. In this Luke passage, the Song of Mary strikes a similar tone. Mary is in a world of trouble. Oh, big trouble. And last week, we had our service that reminds us that there is a world of trouble. It's called the Longest Night Service. And if you noticed this morning when you got up, it was probably still dark out. In fact, when I left the house at 6:30 this morning, it was still dark. And even when I got to town this morning at 7, it was barely light out. The Longest Night Service, though, speaks of darkness in people's hearts. And just like that time so long ago, there was great joy when Jesus was entering Jerusalem. But by the end of the week, for the disciples and for everybody who was a follower of Jesus, anything that had been thrown on the streets in joy was nothing but a memory. Often we hear at this time of year the song, Mary, Did You Know? Did you know that your baby boy would grow up? Did you know what he would do for us? Gaudete. This is the Latin word for today. G-A-U-D-E-T-E. Gaudete. Joy. And it's about having deep joy within our hearts. It's why we light a pink candle today. It's the next to last Sunday of Advent. If we were fasting during Advent, we would know that the fast was almost over. For the season of Christmas would almost be here. And yes, there is a season of Christmas. Have you ever heard of the 12 days of Christmas? Hmm. It's a season of joy. Mary did know, but it came with a cost in her life. But it was at a price that she was willing to pay because she had deep faith in God. Now imagine, she could have been killed for what had happened to her. Never thought about that. She was pregnant without being married. And she was not impregnated by her betrothed. For that was a death sentence. And in the Middle East today, that is still a death sentence for a woman. Did you know that? So here she is, about 13 years old. Could you imagine going to her parents and telling her parents that she was about to be the mother of God? Theotokos, the mother of God. Well, we know that not even Jesus' brothers and sisters believed that he was the Messiah, not until the end. James himself didn't even believe until the end. But not all of her family was that way. Elizabeth, whom Mary was sent to, believed because the Holy Spirit came over her as soon as the door was opened. And the babe within in Elizabeth leapt for joy. The babe that was sent to prepare the way of the Lord was already doing his job. John the Baptist. And Mary sings a song of joy, the one I had just read. So through all of this, she still finds joy. You see, joy is not happiness. Joy is a character trait, because happiness comes and goes. Did you ever meet a person who can hold on to being joyful even when all of life's stuff is being thrown at them? The weight of the world keeps being dumped on them, and they can still smile? Oh, I have. People that have survived cancer, lived through losing children or a spouse, car wrecks, losing a home, a fire, lived through a war, just all kinds of terrible things. And yet, the difference is they're still joyful people and they can still smile. The other thing that you'll find with these people is they have something else in common. They have the Lord. For their faith is deep. They don't rely on the things of this world. The things of this world are tools that they use to bring joy to other people. And if they have them, great. If they don't, okay. Mary was that kind of a person. She can make the best out of a situation, no matter where she was. She was going to have to take that personality trait with her and use it for the rest of her life. For she was about to give birth, not at her home, but in a barn. She was about to have to be a refugee for the first several years of Jesus' life. She was still going to be poor when they went back to Nazareth. People still weren't going to believe that he was the Messiah after he came into his ministry. People were going to want to kill her baby. People did kill her baby. And then he was going to leave and ascend to the Father. And she was going to be left with John. She's one tough woman. You know some tough women like that, I bet. Hold on to people like that, because they're holding on to people like Jesus. Sometimes, by no more than the string of the hem of his garments, but they're still holding on. Hold on to that. And sometimes in this season, you're going to find people that are on their last little nerve, because you don't know what's going on in their life. Not just this season, but maybe any time of the year. And it's a good time to put into practice of just plain being kind. Holding the door for somebody. Does it hurt to let somebody else go in front of you in a checkout line? Does it hurt to reach up and hand something down for somebody? Or, heaven forbid, take a chance of smiling or saying hello? Or if you want to go a step further, volunteer somewhere. You can start right here in the church. You can start in the soup kitchen. There's always somebody needed to stay overnight at Sam. But there's all kinds of places you can serve. Just give a little bit of your time, of your talents, or of your treasure. Some wise people have a saying, which I love, and they donate this. And they say, blankets, not bullets, because that's what they give. What can you do to bring joy to somebody's heart? Let's pray. Lord God, today in this place, bring us unabashed joy. For those of us that are just hanging on by a thread, may we make sure it is the thread of the garment of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you today for the coming of Jesus Christ And as the Jewish people remind us in the words of Isaiah, may he come and save us. May the Messiah come, and may we follow that road to him. Prepare the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.